Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for this new moon that's going to be occurring on May 7th or 8th, depending on where you live in the world. Before we get into the forecast for each life path number, just know that this is, of course, a general forecast. If you would like your own personal forecast or your own personal numerology reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. Okay, let's go ahead and take a look at each life path number and what to expect with this illumination for this upcoming new moon. Life path number 8. So this illumination is bringing in the energies of the 1 and the 2. So this is really dynamic. I feel like some of you could be at some kind of a crossroads at this time where some kind of decision needs to be made. And this can feel life-changing. This can feel life-altering, right? Like this is, feels like a big decision. But what's interesting about this is it really comes back to self. It really comes back to, what do you want? What is it that you need at this time? What is it, you know, what feels like it needs to change that has to do with your own sense of self, your own identity, how you show up in the world, how you express yourself, your confidence, how you assert yourself in the world? You know, taking, how do you take a risk? Because the 1 and the 8, which you're an 8, obviously, are all about taking risks in this lifetime. And finding your a way to kind of move with that and the outcome of those risks. And so when you're working with one energy coupled with two energy, there's something here where there needs to be some kind of a decision. And that decision has to come from you. Like that choice needs to come from you. So you can get, you know, if you feel called, you can, you know, get advice and get wisdom from others, but ultimately the decision has to be yours and you need to take full ownership and responsibility for the outcome of that decision. So you want to make sure that whatever you decide, you're coming back to self, you're really truly sitting with, what do I want? What do I need? What direction do I want to be moving towards? Because that's the key element here. Anytime we make a decision, it's not so much what it's not so much the decision, right? It's not so much about the weight that we put on the decision in this moment. It really truly is about, does that decision move us towards the direction or in the vision that we want to be moving towards, whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable? But it's not about doing what's right or what's wrong or whatever, because there's not really, we put too much weight on it. It's more about, is this moving me in the direction that I want to be moving towards? Does it feel good? If it does, then that's your decision. But you got to keep coming back to self. So there's a lot that could come in here where you really get a boost in your confidence, where, you know, maybe you make some kind of big decision. It does change things up quite a bit. And you show yourself what you're capable of, right? And that for an 8 is huge. It's monumental because it helps to boost your confidence. It helps you to see that the fears that you might have in your mind, the irrational fears, aren't real, right? You can overcome that. You can overcome whatever it is, self-doubt, you know, lack of confidence, fear. You can overcome that to achieve those bigger goals that you have in your mind. And as an 8, I know they're there. So, you know, what's keeping you from moving towards those greater visions? What's keeping you from becoming that expert in, you know, your innate gifts or your field or whatever, and then sharing that expertise? Because that's exactly what you're meant to do in this lifetime, whatever that looks like for you. So yeah, very powerful, powerful new moon. I do think it's going to be very hyper focused on you and, you know, what you uncover about yourself and what you need and truly going after that, truly, truly, truly going after that. So very, very beautiful energy here. Definitely a time to make decisions though. You can't move forward when you're sitting at a crossroads. So you have to pick a path, right? And in order to do that, that decision has to be yours based on the direction you want to be moving towards. So big energy eights, big energy. Do you expect anything less? I don't think so. So I hope it's a great one. Take care, eights. Bye for now.